This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up at 8, your chance to win Metallica tickets. Plus, it's a Wizards Wednesday, so we have Wizards tickets. But we're going to talk a little Caps hockey and talk Four Nation Faceoff with Tariq El-Bashir now from Monumental Sports. What's up, Tariq?
Morning, fellas.
What's going on?
What's the snow situation outside your house?
You know, funny enough, I am actually in the Monumental Studios right now.
Oh, wow.
I live in Annapolis, and for those of us who live far away and had work today, they offered us a hotel room right next to the arena.
Perfect.
So we can make sure we were here. So I'm looking out onto 6th Street right now. It looks like it was scraped a couple times, but there's still a lot of snow on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, fun. The main roads are fine. You'll be fine when you're done. And you gotta
go once
home.
You go out 50, you'll be good.
Right. Yeah, you'll
I
be
hope
good.
So.
Yeah, for sure. I can't remember when last time we had Tariq on, but the run kind of continues. They're terrible in overtime and in shootouts. I mean, they're literally terrible. But outside of that, they're pretty darn good, and they're the real deal, aren't they?
Yeah, guys. I think the last time I talked to you, we were wondering if the success was sustainable. I think it's safe to say now that this Caps team is really, really good. And the thing that really stands out to me about this group is they are built the way the teams that go deep in the playoffs are often constructed. And what I mean by that is, you know, they've got some high-end players, but the delta between their top guys and their bottom guys is pretty small. And that really matters once you get to the playoff portion of the season, because, you know, everything changes in the playoffs. I mean, obviously it's more intense, there's more hitting, but there's also more scouting and more preparation for the team you're facing, because you know you're going to be facing them for potentially 7 games. And so as you start to focus in on your opponent, you're able to find tendencies and other little things that help you shut down the best players. But with this Capitals team, let's say your first-round opponent figures out a way to blunt Ovi or Strome. Well, guess what? Someone else can beat you. You know, Mangiapane might get you. Nick Dowd's line might get you. So the fact that there's not a huge disparity, even on the back end, really bodes well, I think, for this team. And the number one thing for this team is the goaltending. I mean, you know, Charlie Lindgren has been good, but Logan Thompson has been best in the quality start to finish. I guess we're not finished yet, but start to right now. And, you know, when you get to crunch time down the stretch and into the playoffs, you know, I joke all the time that, you know, in the postseason, you can you can call hockey goalie, because the goalies are what matters.
So, Tarik, when Logan Thompson was acquired from the Vegas Golden Knights, were there other teams jockeying to trade for him, or were the Caps the only team that really showed interest? Because I think he was kind of an under-the-radar guy, but obviously the Caps front office had zeroed in on him and liked what they saw. Were there other teams that were suitors for him before he came here to Washington?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know the specifics of, you know, who was kicking the tires there, but I have to imagine other teams were at least investigating. You know, Logan Thompson didn't have a huge track record, last summer when he was dealt, but he did have some success, won a Stanley Cup in Vegas. I think the Capitals had always tracked him, right? He was in their development camp in the summer two straight years. One of those years, he was roommates with Alexi Protas, the other breakout star for this Capitals team, you know, back when they were teenagers. And so I think they tracked him. He ended up in South Carolina in their ECHL program, and then eventually signed elsewhere in order to get an opportunity. He was behind some really good goaltenders in Washington, and probably wanted to go, find a place where he could play a little more and had some upward mobility. But typically, and I just know this from covering the Capitals and other teams, if there's someone you see at 19, 20, 21, and for some reason it doesn't work out, you still follow that player and you keep an eye on that player. And so I know that they were constantly tracking him. And I don't want to, I'm not going to pretend to say that they knew he was going to be this good this year. I think they always felt like he had the size and the athleticism and the demeanor and the competitiveness to be a really good goaltender in the NHL. But, man, I'll tell you guys, they have found themselves a cornerstone player for the most important position on the ice, and they signed him to a deal that makes Logan Thompson a very wealthy man but also doesn't break the salary cap structure for the Caps. So, yeah. A really good deal for both teams.
Yeah, so
both sides.
So LT gets extended. Charlie Lindgren, who you mentioned, he's also going to be a free agent, and that platoon system has worked really well. Can the Caps afford, Charlie Lindgren's going to get a raise, whether it's from the Caps or not. Can they afford to keep both of those guys together? What do you think happens there?
Yeah, that's a tough situation, I think, because, Charlie meant so much to this team last year, and he's played pretty well this year. Just Logan Thompson has eclipsed him a bit in terms of performance. Charlie, the question for me, and look, the salary cap is going up. Several big-name players are going to be bleeding off the Capitals cap. So there is going to be room. There's going to be space if they wanted to make a deal and get Charlie. But here are the two things that come to mind when I'm asked about this. Number one, you're already paying Logan Thompson next year $5.85 million. Let's say Charlie's in the $3.5 to $4 million. Okay, well, now you're committing $10 million to your goaltending position. That's something that has happened in the past, but general managers and teams have shied away from. Simply because the goaltending position is so volatile. It's like a closer in baseball. Like, some years they have it, some years they don't. Some months they have it, some years they don't. And I think that teams have started to shy away from putting so much money into their goaltending position for that reason, so they have some flexibility if they have to make a move. And the other thing is, Charlie, what does he want? I mean, I know he loves it here, and he's a big part of this team, and I think he's really well integrated in the locker room. He's super popular with his teammates. When he was a backup to Darcy Kuemper last year, at the start of last year, part of the reason he was so popular with his teammates because he really worked out there. Like, he was in the net for 20, 30 minutes after practice, letting guys get shots, and, guys appreciate that. But the question is, does Charlie want to be a number one? And if he wants to be a number one and not a number 1B or not a guy who's splitting the load, and I don't know the answer to that question, then it's going to be hard to do that here with Logan just signing that big deal. And I'm sure he's well aware of that. What I hope happens is everyone just focuses in on the end of this year and the playoffs, and then let the chips fall where they may in the off season. Because the last thing you want is, guys being distracted or looking too far ahead. And I don't think that's going to happen. Charlie's a quality guy and 31 years old. He's a pro. He knows how to compartmentalize, contract stuff and performance stuff. So hopefully that doesn't pose an issue. But, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, if Charlie is okay with where he's slotted right now, sure. I could see a scenario where they are your goaltenders next year. Thompson as your number one, Lindgren as your 1B, where they kind of split right down the middle, or you know, shade a little bit towards Thompson, because that's also the direction this league is going. Very few teams have, you know, a Connor Hellebuck or, you know, someone like that who plays 70% of the games anymore.
Tark, I realize that we're, you know, ways away from the playoffs. Doesn't start until late April, but we've talked a few times on the show about the fact that the Caps right now, are they're not getting the national, like, Vegas love of Stanley Cup favorites. And I don't want them to be the favorite, but the five teams ahead of them on FanDuel currently, okay, are the Carolina Hurricanes,
okay,
the Florida Panthers, and I understand they're defending champs,
okay,
the Edmonton Oilers,
okay,
the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Dallas Stars. Do you know what the combined record the Caps have against the five teams favored ahead of them?
I want to hear this.
7-2.
Yeah,
they're 7-2 against the five teams that are favored ahead of them on FanDuel. Now, look, I understand it's just odds, and some of those teams, like I said, Florida and Edmonton and Carolina, they've had better years over the last few. But man, are they not getting national love, in your opinion, for some reason?
They haven't gotten national love since the start of the year.
Yeah, right.
I got it at the start of the year where they were this team that no one could figure out. I mean, even the folks here in D.C., like myself, didn't know how this team was going to fare. I mean, they turned over a third of the roster. They brought in seven new players.
Yeah,
I think everyone kind of looked at them and go, on paper they look okay, but I don't know how this is going to work. But what surprises me with regard to, you know, Vegas and even national media is the continued skepticism. I mean, what more do these guys have to do? They're first in points percentage, right behind Winnipeg, which played more games in the overall standings. They win. I feel like they win like basically 8 out of 10 games this year. That their record is absurd. Their goaltending has been great. The offense has been really good. Special teams have been really good. And Spencer Carver has proved himself to be one of the best X's and O's coaches in the game. I don't know why they don't get the respect that they should. But you know what? I can't imagine that they're bothered by it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm bothered by it, but they shouldn't be, right?
I mean, if anything, you want to fly under the radar. You want teams to overlook you a little bit. I mean, even the Four Nations teams, guys, you got the number one team in the league. They didn't get a single player.
Yeah, we talked about that too.
Yeah, hey, ridiculous.
Hey, the trade deadline is, you know, it's kind of right around the corner, March 7th. Do you see them being semi-active and adding a piece or two?
Yeah, you know, that's something we talk a lot about in the media, especially here in D.C., because they're in a peculiar spot, right? They're really, really good. The team had a lot of chemistry, and chemistry is a funny thing in sports, and you have to be – when you have it, you don't want to disrupt it. And if you bring in a big name player, a big personality, someone who pushes a popular player out of the lineup, you run the risk of disrupting that chemistry. That said, you look at the teams around them, you know, Carolina went out and got Mikko Rantanen, right? The New York Rangers went out and got JT Miller. I mean, teams are getting better around them. So, like, if I'm Chris Patrick, I'm getting a little bit nervous watching the teams around me get better. But at the same time, I'm going, but we're winning, and everyone seems to like each other, and they're all pulling on the proverbial rope. You know, do I want to disrupt that? I do think they're going to be active, but the question is going to be, you know, how active do they want to bring in a really, you know, big name player? What I don't see them doing is trading away prospects and their first round pick for a rental.
I don't think
that makes sense. But if you can get, let's say, a third line center who's got some term left and is, you know, on the younger side, you know, in the 26, 27, okay, well, then maybe you make a deal at that point. But if that's not the direction you go, when I look at this roster, the only thing that I would do as a general manager is I probably would bulletproof the bottom six a little bit. just go get some more experience down there. A guy who, you know, just in case, you know, God forbid someone gets injured, like, you know, a Radish or Duhame or Dowd goes out. I don't feel like they have organizationally someone who can come in and step in and fill that position. So maybe some kind of gritty bottom six guy would be what I would be in the market for, but also, you know, keeping my eye on the potential, the possibility of landing a youngish third line center who can be there for a few years.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, Caps insider for Monumental Sports Network on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So I found myself reading about the Beanpot Cup.
Oh yeah, Beanpot Tournament. Big
and
one.
The Caps have two key players, one who scored the game winner, who I think was a second round pick in Cole Hudson. And then I remember Ryan Leonard, that's who was their top draft choice, I guess, a year ago.
Yep.
Any chance these guys join the big club for the playoff run?
Yeah, and you know, you talk about Cole Hudson and his game winner. He has been a huge surprise. I think everyone knew how skilled and how talented he was. I don't think anyone was sure he was going to, at his size, at his position, a smallish defenseman, to kind of take NCAA Division I by storm the way he has. I think he kind of announced to everyone that, hey, I'm better than you thought at the World Junior Tournament, where he was a standout player for the United States. But holy, I mean, what he's doing at BU, where, interestingly enough, he is a straight-up replacement for his brother, Lane Hudson, who is now a star defenseman on the Montreal Canadiens. So I don't think Cole Hudson is ready to come in this year. You know, he's just a freshman. Like I said, it looks like he needs to put on some more size. It feels to me like he'll spend another year at BU at least before coming. You know, the Caps are famous for overcooking their prospects. They'd much rather them be, you know, ready 6 months ago and then come in a little older and stronger rather than, you know, rushing them in. And, you know, and getting to Ryan Leonard, yes, I do think he's going to be here for the playoff run. Absolutely. He's already spent 2 years at Boston College. You know, the first goal that BC scored in that Beanpot final was a beautiful setup from him to his line mate. And the thing that separates Ryan is he has an NHL body already. Mm-hmm. So there's no concern about putting a 19-year-old into an NHL lineup and maybe he gets hurt, because physically he's ready to do it. I think BC is, yeah, they did lose to BU there in the Beanpot final, which was, I'm sure, incredibly crushing for them after losing in the NCAA championship game the previous year. But they've been the best team, I'm talking about BC here, throughout the year. And if they go all the way to the Frozen Four final, which I think everyone is expecting them to do again this year, I think the next day he signs with the Capitals, and the day after that he's in practice.
Wow. Tarik, speaking of guys who have overperformed, how about sending away Nick Jensen and a third rounder and getting Jacob Chychrun in return? I mean, that dude is on fire.
Is that a steal?
I mean, he's tied for third amongst defensemen with goals with 14. He's got 35 points. I mean, what a pickup that guy's been.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about – I don't want to say they fleeced Ottawa. Ottawa got what they needed. I'm not sure.
You can say it. It's okay.
You know, there's layers to it. I mean, you know, when you have a player like Chychrun and he's coming up on a new deal and maybe he says, I don't know about re-signing with you guys, then you have to try to go get something for him, right? I don't know if that's the case, but I'll tell you this. With Chychrun and the way he's playing, you know, he loves it here. The team really likes the way he's playing, obviously. I think fans should go out and get Chychrun jerseys because he's going to be here for a long time. The only question in my mind is, when does he re-sign, how many years, and how much money? Because he's a big part of this team, and I think he could be a big part. At 26 years old, be a big part of this back end for a number of years. You know, he's probably banking on himself a little bit here. He's having such a good year. It's probably like, why resign it right now? Let's see if I can keep this going and try to get, you know, maximize how much money I can get. So, and conversely, for the Capitals, they have to be going, well, every time he scores a goal, his price tag's going up. Let's see if we can get something done sooner than later. I know the sides are talking. I'm not sure exactly where things are, but it wouldn't surprise me if we have a Jacob Chikrin re-signing at some point before the playoffs.
Mm. Tark, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, all right, thank you, buddy.
The
thanks,
list,
Tark.
The list I'm looking at the Athletic, the Caps have three of the top 36 prospects.
It's pretty good.
And Ryan Leonard's number 8 overall. Yeah. So they've got Andrew Cristall, Leonard, and Cole Hudson.
Go look at Cristall's numbers, and I think he's in the Western Hockey League. It's one of the,
is he killing it?
Yeah, I think he's putting up gaudy, crazy numbers.
Yep, so those are the names to watch out for the next couple of years.
The future's bright, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Junkies. Coming up at 8 o'clock, it's a game show Wednesday. We'll play Junkerty for your chance to win Metallica tickets and Wizards tickets.
Good.
Right now, though, we'll open up the entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. As for Miriam, she's the general manager. Check him out, BMWFairfax.com. Did not scratch my window this morning, Cakes.
Very good. Smart.
I used like a big-ass like brush thing that you would sweep your garage.
Okay, good.
You know, the snow's pretty easy to get off your car.
It was kind of light.
Today
fluffy.
It was.
Yeah, it was easy. No problemo.
But don't you warm the car up and defrost it first just to loosen it up more?
Mine automatically goes on at 5 o'clock, but because I got it earlier.
Oh, that's why you got it automatic.
I just hit the button. The button three times.
That's the one thing I don't have. I got to go out and start it manually.
You're a Toyota guy, right? Is that your
deal? Got an Avalon TRD, but it doesn't have an automatic starter.
Does it have four-wheel drive, your vehicle?
Negatory.
It's just front-wheel drive? No problem, though?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I was slipping around a little bit.
As long as you have front-wheel drive, you should be fine.
Side roads, I was slipping around a little bit. Main roads, I was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no issues. Just drive slowly. Mm-hmm. You should be
fine.
Although I don't know where you would go because I can't imagine many people having people go in.
I don't think many people are going in today at all.
Going in.
I know all the schools are closed.
Once again, your EP lead, windshield and car stuff.
Well, I'm just giving you an update. You guys were making fun of me yesterday. Giving you an update. All right, Valdez, give me this story. It's kind of interesting. There's, some social media guy was on his jet ski in Brazil, and I guess he had his camera with him, and at one point he looked over out in the sort of towards the, you know, out there, I don't know, a couple hundred yards away, still on a jet ski. He noticed two people were banging on a jet ski.
Jeez.
Man, that's
pretty ballsy,
That's kind of wild.
Can you get in trouble for that? Having sex in the open water?
I think in Brazil, I don't think there are any rules when it comes to public banging.
Is that right? Okay.
Hey, if that's international water, it could be even freakier.
That's true. It's a very good point. Didn't think about that.
Right.
Did you see the guy on, he was kayaking in New Zealand, and there was a 17-foot great white following him?
That's terrifying. Because, I mean,
he easily could have been...
I mean, he said...
toppled over and eaten there.
He said it was messing with the canoe's rudder.
Yeah.
Like, if it really wanted to, like, flip the canoe, it could do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it really wanted to get
the guy
in the water. If it really
wanted him, he was done.
Yeah, he would have been dead.
Yeah, I saw
him. I would have been freaking out.
Sure.
Yeah.
He handled it remarkably well.
First of all, I wouldn't be on a kayak.
I've never gone kayaking.
Where there are great whites.
I mean, never.
I've done kayaking a couple times with my brother. It's very overrated, but it's not out in the... It's not out where there are 15-foot man-eaters, okay? Like... These are done in like rivers or creeks or tidal pools.
Not in the ocean.
Not out where there are big, scary creatures.
But he got lucky.
There was a viral video of a guy, and I don't know if it was old and it was just kind of being retweeted or whatever. Could have been one of those things about like nature or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the guy was out, obviously, like some trail somewhere, and there was a big bear that came upon him. He was feeding the bear.
No.
And it's, by the way, a massive bear.
Sometimes I think that's fake.
He's feeding the bear. I don't know if he's doing it to try to appease him or whatever. And what do you think happened about 5 seconds into the video?
What?
The bear just all of a sudden just lurched at him. Yeah. And I presumably killed
probably
him.
Probably just mauled him.
Yeah.
The bear was probably like, okay,
this massive
food,
bear.
This food you're handing me is nice, but
I want the whole thing.
I think I'm going to eat you instead.
Yeah.
I mean, so he got mauled like Leo DiCaprio.
I suppose I never saw that movie.
Yeah, well, Leo somehow survived.
I'm guessing The Revenant?
The Revenant. Yeah.
Never saw it. Did that movie do well?
I don't know what it did box office wise.
Probably not.
I remember seeing
it. Was critically acclaimed. I don't know how much money it made. It probably made a
decent
amount.
Very depressing and violent movie.
Right, made $500 million.
But it was good.
That sounds like a pretty good haul.
That did pretty well then. By the way, speaking of not doing well, so LIV Golf was interesting last week. First of all, they were in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia.
It's not louder anymore. What's the motto?
I don't know.
Live is in the middle.
No, I watched,
you said it. It's not golf, but louder.
I watched 2 minutes of it with Valdez in the studio, and I was like, they're playing golf. They're playing golf at night.
Yeah, played the whole tournament at night, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool gimmick.
Different look.
I think it's Long Live Golf.
Something like that.
Yep, that's it. Long Live Golf.
But it may not be long for FS1. Their ratings were pathetic. What's interesting is they actually did 4 times better on the CW.
They
say the CW would regularly capture audience. This shocked me, of 200,000 viewers.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's not a big number, but I mean, if, say, the PGA Tour without Tiger does like 1 million.
Yeah.
They were doing 200,000. I'm kind of shocked by that. They say they were getting 50,000 on FS1. Now, the problem is, I just don't think that a lot of people watch FS1 and FS2.
Yeah, sounds bueno.
They said on Thursday, yeah, because it started on Thursday.
Yeah.
They drew a 12,000 number.
Jeez.
12,000.
That's barely registered.
That's not good.
Colt Nost, when he was doing the broadcast at 16 at the Waste Management, he said, he goes, there's 24,000 people here at the whole 16 alone. That's two times 12,000. Take a shot at Liv.
Yeah, he's always taking a lot of shots at Liv. I don't quite know.
That's barely above the number. Remember, it was like 9,000 or 10,000 were watching Nats games when they were really bad?
Yeah.
Like 15, we always mocked it?
Yeah.
This is a national broadcast with the same amount of people.
But listen, I just don't think it's...
So the Tuesday night bit is crushing it.
Say again.
TGL?
Oh, TGL getting like 800, 900, a million? Yeah.
Liv would do anything for TGL numbers.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. But now the TGL, by the way, is off this week, right? And then Valdez and I were talking about this.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
They're in the triple header next
week. They
have
triple header on Monday, starting at 1 o'clock.
And I assume Tiger will play that?
I think so. If he's done grieving about Clotilde.
Still can't figure out how she passed. She looked fine.
I still can't find out.
Before. I just need to know what happened.
You need closure?
I need closure.
You have to know.
It could have been sudden.
It shocks me when you see someone, they look fine, and next day they're dead.
Yeah.
The hell's that happen?
It sucks.
Doesn't it bum you golf guys out that John Rahm and Bryson are playing their careers like it's not even happening?
Yeah, no.
Kind of. It's too bad.
But they knew the risk.
They're still playing the majors. That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if your sport only matters 16 days a year.
Yeah.
It kind of does. Plus the Ryder Cup. I mean, that's kind of all that matters.
They grabbed the big sacks of money, and they knew that they were going to be playing in Anvil.
They did, but it sucks for everyone else. I mean, they're great talents, and nobody will ever see them play. I mean, more people are watching cornhole, literally.
That's weird.
There was a kickball tournament on ESPN 2 this past weekend.
Wow, made it on ESPN 2?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Charlotte.
It wasn't when they were doing the Ocho or whatever, doing that bit.
No, it was just it was like a championship match in a tournament. I couldn't believe it.
Maybe we can get a rematch against Chad Dukes.
No, I'm retired from kickball.
Well,
that was embarrassing, which is cool. I actually like it. And sometimes they show it on ESPN, college kids, spike ball.
I know that's
spike
on too.
I'll never watch that.
My family plays it every summer at
those
the beach.
Those guys are ridiculous.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
They're not slugging 12 beers on the beach while they're doing it.
Maybe afterwards.
They're amazing. I have to say, my kids are really good at it too because they're younger and they're diving all around.
I'd rather have a railroad spike jammed into my ear.
But the ones I've seen in college, they're not on sand though. They just do it on grass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what game I like to play at the beach? Read the book.
You're a book guy?
That's a good one.
Yeah, of course.
You're a big book guy. Yeah, I don't do books. In general. I definitely don't do books at the beach. But then, yeah.
You know what game I like to play at the beach? Is what hottie's gonna walk by soon?
Do you always wear sunglasses so you can?
Yeah, I mean,
so you can. Yeah, nobody have an issue.
Yeah, so they don't know you're staring.
Sure.
Yeah, right. All right. So we were making fun earlier of Tom Brady and his outfit. Drab was offended by his $750,000 watch. Well, what's interesting is Taylor Swift. She looked like she was wearing nothing. But when you put all her jewelry and everything together, she was alone. It's not $750,000, but she was wearing over $60,000 ensemble, right? She was just wearing like a tank top and like jean shorts.
Yeah.
But when you add up her bracelets and her necklaces and everything else, it came up to over $60,000. She had a $1,000 purse, which I guess is nothing.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
That sounds cheap.
She had $1,000 boots. She, I guess they say she was wearing a white bodysuit. That top, it looked like a tank top.
Okay.
That was $1,300.
Really?
Can you imagine?
It's just like a leotard?
Yeah, it looked like a leotard.
It looked like she had Fruit of a Loom on.
I'm not going to complain anymore when my kids buy a $140 Lululemon. You know,
I guess.
They could be spending $1,300 on a bodysuit from wherever she got it. But and then she had a $3,000 blazer. But everything else was, she had two rings. One was retailed at $12,500. The other was at a little over $5,000. She had a hand chain. What's a hand chain? I guess that's a bracelet.
It sounds like a bracelet, yeah.
That was $4,000. And then she had a nubby $32,000 watch from Cartier.
I mean, for a woman of her means, she's a billionaire. It doesn't sound like she's dressing
she's
that
flashy. She's not going
flashy.
Crazy.
Right.
I did a video with Kelsey when I was in L.A. at a place called Erewhon. It's like a fancier
sure.
Whole Foods, like an
yeah,
organic place.
I think I saw that bit you did with her.
She asked me to pick up items yeah. And then guess how much they cost.
Oh, I know you were terrible at that.
Four mini donuts.
Four mini donuts, okay.
They were like $18.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Because I know, but why?
Everything there was outrageously priced.
Because I can go into the BP near my house. I think it's rebranded to an Amoco now. And I can buy six Hostess donuts. I think those are like $2.
They've gone up.
Now, they'll kill you because they're loaded with all the saturated fats. But they're so delicious. And they're much cheaper than
$18. You know what I bought
yesterday? I think the video, she told me the video went viral.
Viral.
And she was all fired up because Spencer Pratt commented on her TikTok.
Oh, nice.
Brett used to love Spencer Pratt.
I love Spencer and Heidi.
What did he call himself?
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it was King or something.
Self-appointed nickname.
Something in there.
Was he a king? He was a state king? He wasn't a state king.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe it was just Pratt Daddy or something like that.
I had to go to the grocery. My wife wanted me to grab a few things for dinner, you know, before the snow, get some milk. I was a sucker cakes.
What'd you get?
I couldn't resist. I had my sweet tooth was coming.
What, the zingers?
No, I didn't get the zingers. I got those they're covered in sugar, those jelly things. They're just like jelly, but they're just covered in sugar.
Okay.
Just a big pack of them. They're okay. Fruity. So they have like red, grape,
yeah.
Yellow, green,
so it's
orange.
Like candy. It's like the candy jellies.
The jellies.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
They're so good.
Of course.
But it's 100% sugar.
That's the sugar.
It's just terrible for you.
Yeah. Cake Spencer Pratt's wife is?
Heidi.
Heidi Montauk.
And they were nicknamed?
Spidey.
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 Of course, everybody knows
so maybe
that.
Maybe that's what
Who
I was
Who doesn't
thinking
know
of?
That, JP?
All right, some people are giving Kendrick Lamar a hard time, not for the performance, but I guess he was...
Jason gives him a hard time for being short.
that short too.
Is he? But how short is he?
5'5".
Oh.
He's Billy Joel's height. Still throws me.
Taller than Muggsy Bogues. He's got about 2 inches.
Apparently,
but shorter than Spud Webb.
Would you do this? I have a buddy that does something similar. He was wearing women's jeans.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the point?
He had probably like a
fit
boot cut. They were size 29.
Yeah.
Women's jeans. 29.
He has a 29-inch waist?
No, he typically wears a 33.
Okay.
But these jeans, for whatever reason, were size 29 women's jeans. And his stylist, I don't know, picked them out for him. They're kind of like flared out at the bottom.
Like
bell
bottoms.
Yeah. Bell bottoms. He had no problem rocking them. But they were whimsy. I have a buddy who was looking for some warm pants to play golf. And he found these like fleece pants. They happen to be women's. But he loves them. They fit him great. He wears them out when it's cold. Would you wear women's pants?
I guess if they fit and I knew I wouldn't get joned on for wearing them, sure.
Well, I mean, how would anybody know?
I don't know.
You would have to admit it.
You have to be a real fashionista to be able to pick that out.
You got
to
be pretty secure in your manhood.
Yeah.
Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, it's a game show Wednesday. Your chance for Metallica and Wizards tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. I was asking the boys, any chance that Johnny Davis, who was a complete flop here in Washington, drafted high by Tommy Shepard, if he got any run for his new team. It took us a while to figure out which team he was on because they made a bunch of trades. And I think he's supposed to be on Phoenix, but I don't see his name in the box score. I mean, he's not even in the DNP coach's decision.
I mean, how could he play? Yeah. He sucks.
He's not going to play in a certainly not going to play in a tight game.
You can't play it for a good team. I mean, are they on the outside looking in right now? You said the
Phoenix,
Suns?
Yeah. And Memphis is good, so it'll be interesting.
And Durant
if he ever does anything in his career.
Durant became
He's on Memphis.
Yeah, and Memphis beat Phoenix, but Durant became the eighth player in NBA history to score 30,000 points last night. He actually had a good game. He had 35, I think.
Huh.
They lost, but
by the way, he's going to climb that list. I wouldn't doubt. I mean, if he plays as long as LeBron, he'll get up there to like top two or three.
He's.
I don't think he'll catch LeBron.
He's 11,000 points behind him, so he's got.
How many rings has KD won?
Two. The two with Golden State.
Two with Golden State.
I'll tell you what. I didn't realize. I don't care about the Chicago Bulls. I mean, I did for a couple of years. My buddy Chris Fleming was an assistant there. Now he's at Portland. But the Chicago Bulls last night played the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. I saw the halftime score.
The Detroit Pistons at one point. All right, this is the Pistons. Yeah. Right? This is not the 92 Bulls they're playing. We're up 45 points on the Chicago Bulls.
I think the halftime score was 71-29.
It was.
That is
the Pistons went on a 33-4 run in this from the first quarter to the second quarter. I mean, that is just an embarrassment.
At halftime, the Bulls were 1-for-23 on 3-pointers.
What did they end up? Let's see. They ended up.
They had a bunch of points in the third quarter.
But they ended up 10-for-47. Not great, but I couldn't believe the fact that the Pistons were up 45 at one point. See, I mean, the NBA is just impossible to predict.
So I mentioned before, you know, in the next month, we're going to have the free agency talk kind of ramp up. I think the official date for free agency, you can check, it's like March 15th. I might be wrong on that, but it's right around there. We're about a month away from free agency. Of course, Super Bowl happens on Sunday, so all the conversation shifts to next season. It'll be the off season. What's going to happen next season? Eagles, of course, win it. Marcus Spears on ESPN said he believes the number one threat in the NFC is the Washington Commanders and doesn't believe there's going to be a drop-off.
Good.
EB, you've said it's going to be tougher to get to 12 wins, which I agree, but based on schedule and things like that. But they might be better. They might have better personnel and actually be a better threat, even if their record isn't as good, because that's going to be tough.
That's what I've said all along. They're likely to be better next year. But it might be hard to duplicate. I think it's going to be hard to duplicate the record.
I do think.
Because they won so many close games.
There are a lot of people. I can't remember who said it on the show yesterday. Said they need to take a big swing. Like this is the window of Jaden Daniels, rookie contract, cap space. Take a big swing and make some big splash signings. And then if we trust Adam Peters in the draft, they should be a much better team. And so. I don't disagree with Marcus Spears.
Well, what's the big swing he's talking about?
Oh, I don't think he's talking about anything specifically.
No, I was just saying spend money in free agency.
Could be like a Miles Garrett acquisition.
Give me the biggest threat to them in the NFC you think next season.
I'm going to go Washington Commanders. I look at, one, their cap space, and I wonder if they are. I think they are going to try to make a play for Miles Garrett, which I think can shift a lot in this division. But more importantly, like, they've shown competence. This was a really good football team. And we all know that they have the position right. And I get it that it's 1 year for Jaden Daniels, but I don't see any drop-off. I think he's going to continue to ascend and play well. I think the Washington Commanders within their own division. And Groz and Jeff knows this. The hardest people to beat are the people you play twice a year.
That's right.
No matter what their record is or who's on the team.
I love Swagoo.
I think you have to make a play for Myles Garrett just so he doesn't fall into the hands of either the Eagles and Drab mentioned earlier or the Dallas Cowboys. Like, you can't fall behind in that arms race if the other teams in your division are going to make a play for him.
The problem is, since they're drafting so much further back, you're probably going to have to give up the multiple ones as opposed to maybe the Cowboys only have to give up number 12.
Yeah.
And then a second rounder. They might not have to give up two first rounders.
Right. Do you wait for free agency to see what you can land in free agency? So it's actually March 10th. It's actually earlier than I expected. They start the negotiating period March 10th.
Today's the 12th, yeah.
Right. And then the official signing is a couple days later.
March 12th, 4 p.m.
But usually on the 10th, that's when you hear all the moves.
You know
Schefter, Rapoport.
Like literally at noon, they're
all signed. Yeah.
Because everyone's cheating and already.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a scam. Yeah, I do. I think they have to take a big swing just because of the cap space that they have. Right? They're going to have to use some of it.
Heck yeah.
I mean, they do have a floor. Don't they still have a floor as part of the agreement? Part of their union agreement? They have salary cap floors.
They have to spend like 90% of whatever the salary cap number is.
They
got to
spend the money somewhere.
Yeah.
So they're going to take a swing.
And I think you just have to assume that they will.
If they had a chance to get Miles, or if they only did one of them, Miles or Debo, everyone's all Miles,
Miles,
right?
Garrett, yeah. That's
even though everyone says we need another receiver and all that, it's Miles.
I don't even think it's particularly close.
Yeah, but let's say in free agency, before you decide to deal these picks, you're able to weaken your rival,
mm-hmm.
and you sign the guy who had a couple sacks in the Super Bowl in Sweat, and then you just get stronger. You make yourself stronger, and you weaken them. And you do it via free agency.
So Sweat is going to be a free agent? What's his deal? Like, how old is he?
He's young. He's 27, maybe? He was a fourth-round pick out of Florida State. I'm guessing that was... What draft would that have been?
He's 27 years old.
Yeah, so 2020 draft, maybe?
I mean, he was lights out in that game.
How did
he do on the year?
What about Mekhi Becton? What about boosting up your offensive line and going out and plucking him, maybe? That guy's a freaking skyscraper.
Now, Sweat had 8 sacks this year. It's not like he's putting up Myles Garrett or TJ Watt numbers.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, he had 11. Mm-hmm. In 2023, he had 6.5. And then this year, he had 8 sacks in 16 games.
That's been around,
those look like Brian Arakpo-ish numbers. That might even be sliding Arakpo.
Yeah, but you can weaken your opponent, make yourself stronger, and maybe he's better at stopping the run. I don't know. I might be more into finding the free agent solutions than surrendering draft picks. I want to keep Adam Peters with his draft picks. So far, it seems like he's doing pretty good, at least at the top.
Well, he's done pretty good with his free agents, too, to be honest with you. He hit on pretty much all those free agents.
Yep.
They just weren't like long-term plays.
Yep.
Most of them
Ertz and Eckler were pretty impactful signings. And Bobby
Wagner was pretty good, too.
Yep. Luvu was great.
Biotish. I mean, yeah, he hit on almost all of those dudes.
All right, it is a Wizards Wednesday, a game show Wednesday. We have Wizards tickets to give away and Metallica tickets. We will play Junkerty next. You can call in if you want to play. 800-636-1067. You call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.